What is the goat wing flavor?
Spicy sweet chili.
That one.
No, change it. Change it.
Shit.
Hot lemon pepper.
Hot.
Dude, respect on the bullying. Yeah. He's like, no. Did you see the way he said it, by the way?
Yeah.
He was like, sweet chili pepper. You boosted up to do it.
It pisses me off because Shamir knows that that's my favorite flavor,
What's
too.
It called? Sweet chili pepper?
Spicy sweet chili.
A spicy sweet chili?
It's like...
What is that, Asian zing?
Yeah, Asian zing. That's okay. The word. Yeah. That's why I said Korean.
Spicy sweet chili. Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I love that one.
That is a good one.
That's my favorite, you little...
You changed it to hot? Well, that was a good maneuver.
Yeah. Hot.
No, she changed it to half of mine.
What was yours?
Mine was hot lemon pepper.
Ooh, that's a rare one.
That's disgusting.
No, it's good.
Watch your mouth.
It's a dry rub.
No.
You don't even know anything. Okay. You're speaking like you know.
I know.
Have you ever had it before?
Hot lemon pepper? No,
she hasn't.
Tell her.
Lemon pepper is the dry rub.
Yes.
But it's mixed in with the hot sauce.
Okay, you might have
to. So you have both.
It's like very gritty.
Gritty? No.
It's not gritty?
No.
No, it is. It's like wet and
dry at the same time.
And like it's messy. That's what you're saying? It's like textured.
Textured. Mm. It's like sandpaper energy.
This is one that we had exclusively in Miami. What's the place called? Wingstop.
Wingstop.
Miami Wingstop, hot lemon pepper. First we had lemon pepper, and then I saw that it was a hot lemon pepper. And ooh,
is it like buffalo hot sauce with lemon pepper on it?
Don't talk. Okay. don't try to guess what it is. Either have it or don't talk about it.
This is a podcast for us. We'll talk about it.
No, but like you started off with the disrespect, and then now you're like talking about it like it's just average buffalo hot sauce, because, and it's not average buffalo hot sauce.
You know
sauce.
What it was giving? It was giving lemon pepper, but they mixed dry cayenne like pepper.
No, let me tell you what happened.
That's what you thought it was.
So I'm thinking it's just lemon pepper dry rub with more spicy dry rub.
Let me tell you what happened. It was an accident. It's one of those things that accidentally happened, and then they were like, boss, look what I did. Try this. And then the boss chef, the chef tried it and was like, this is good, chef. Thank you, chef.
Yeah.
Right? Because this actually happened to me recently. I got lemon pepper. They didn't have the hot lemon pepper. I haven't seen it again.
It was
since
so
I
good
left.
That they don't have it ever again.
Well, I haven't been to a Miami Wingstop since then, and I haven't seen it reoccur. So I either have to make it myself, half and half, and it doesn't hit the same. Mm. But what happened was I got lemon pepper with I think it was actually that. It was like, no, it was Thai chili, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, we were going to the movies. America's Best Wings, a lot of them are halal.
Yeah, they are.
So we were on the way, and then the movie was about to start. So everybody was eating their wings in the car, and I'm like speeding to make sure we miss the movie. I mean, make the movie.
You said that so confidently.
What I was thinking about was we've already missed the trailers. Because for me, the movie doesn't start until 15 minutes after the showtime. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's the real time.
Yeah.
People would be getting mad at you. Dude, we're going to miss the movie. No, we're not. There's at least 15 minutes of trailers.
Yeah. Now it's sometimes like 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah. Like, it's like you comfortably walk in. You can actually wait another 15 minutes after that, and the movie's like really just like...
Shami, I feel like you want to be there for all the previews, though.
Oh, I love the trailers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when it's like a lot of things happening...
But he's
like,
actually going to be there. You're going to be late every time. He's going to be there.
And like, I'll be the one that gets stressed, like, over late. Like, I'll be that guy.
Yeah.
Like...
I'm like, yo, that was pretty sick. Shami's like... Yeah. He's got his app open, writing the review.
At the end,
he's writing notes on Letterboxd. he's got his glasses on. He's like letterboxing it. Okay, so I haven't touched my wings yet. I'm not gonna put wing sauce on the steering wheel. Not me.
Yeah.
But my homie has a sweatshirt on. I was like, listen, you gotta put this entire box of wings.
Ugh, guys don't have purses. So sad.
Into the hoodie. And he's like, bro, it's gonna spill. I was like, no, just do it real quick. Just pass by and then I'll quickly take it out. It'll be fine. So we did it. Just a few drops. Manageable, right? Mm. Turn it inside out. Shut up, right?
Wait, that's a disgusting smell in your sweatshirt. Lemon pepper with Thai sauce?
No.
And you guys didn't have a plastic bag? You could have like put the box
anything?
In a plastic bag and then put it in his...
Yeah, that could have happened. But, but it's like, that's too much, yeah. Okay? All right, so now comes the best experience I've ever had watching a movie ever.
Yeah.
Hot, not just like the temperature hot, right? Hot wings. I open them. The movie is playing. And by the way, this is the Charles Theater in Baltimore, which is like a very cozy, like old school theater. I open the box. The aroma just fills the theater. People are, what's that? I hear just people just like kind of like, the people behind me, they move back three rows. They can't take it.
Oh, they hate it.
Because they're jealous.
They can't take it. I think they're jealous because there's all this.
Me when I'm DeLulu.
There's all this smell coming out. And it was a lot, bro.
Yeah.
But I'm eating wings watching. I've never done this before.
That sounds incredible.
And I know they have those theaters where, you're dying in. No. This is not that. First of all, that's a different experience.
That one's giving like boneless wing energy, not like bone in wing.
Exactly. That's and also different. You're like, you're far from everybody. I'm like, tucked in. Mm. This is like the, just a normal theater. Everyone around me, like their elbows are touching and stuff.
And they're high quality wings. It's not like you can order the wings best. Now. You can order wings now, like at movie theaters, but they're probably like not good.
Yeah. Probably
no.
Not.
They're definitely the boneless, the freaking Tyson's put in the oven, microwave it, mostly breading.
And it's dry.
It's injected with all types of
But
it's
hormones,
just baked into the bread.
Just pesticides. Like salted, that's it.
Yeah.
So I'm eating this, bruh. This was the best experience I ever had. And the movie was so cozy. It was the Late Night with the Devil.
Okay.
Heard of it?
Mm-mm.
By your brother, yeah.
What do you mean?
The letterbox?
Yeah. He letterboxed it?
No, he didn't letterbox it, but he messaged me after. And he was like,
To discuss it?
No, he was just like, you should check it out.
It was like a scary movie.
Oh.
I'm eating wings. And if we've already missed 15 minutes of the movie, so like now it's like shorter time.
Yeah.
So it's like perfect.
Why is that good?
It's just perfect. Like I just hop in, eat my wings while I watch the movie. By the time I'm done my meal, the movie's over. Bro, I was so upset when it was like the last wing. I was like searching around and I was like, no. And then I was like licking my fingers.
How many wings did you have to last the whole movie?
12.
Frost, you eat 12 wings in one sitting?
Yeah, that's like, isn't that normal?
Yeah.
Half and half?
That's pretty good.
12 wings in one sitting?
Yeah.
How many do you eat?
I cannot go past the fifth. Maybe have a bite at the sixth.
Okay.
I just
what
like
are you trying to?
I just didn't realize that you like anyone could like have.
Yeah, go to any like wing place with guys. Each one at least 10.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I'm so skinny.
I'm not. I'm literally
so skinny.
I'm the least skinniest person thin. Here, but I have the worst metabolism out of all of you guys.
Literally, so I weigh as much as a wing.
Me and my dreams.
It was a good experience. Do you want to talk about Monkey Man or should we do the intro?
Hold on. But
go ahead.
You ate one wing per 10 minutes.
Good question.
bro.
There's 12 wings,
so
right?
I had if ranch.
That last wing was cold.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this real quick. Yeah, nobody eats wings like me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I hope not.
Because
eating them for 2 hours.
I see people eating wings and there's so much meat and cartilage and all types of things.
You're like playing with the wing. You're like,
I'm not playing
you're
with the wing.
He's like pretending they fly.
I want the bone to be dry.
You're sucking the meat off the wing. The
bones. I will not be partaking
in
this conversation.
The cartilage.
That's respect. I respect that.
What's the thing that goes in the
I tried the most, but like there's some parts of the meat you can't get to, and you just give up and go to the next
one. Can.
It takes so long. You finish the wings in like 2 hours.
It did take you an hour, 120 minutes.
And also, you can keep dipping back in the sauce. I got ranch.
Oh, he's just
blue
sucking.
Cheese.
He's just using as a vessel. to bring the ranch to his mouth.
Yeah, also, have you never had shorba?
There's no thing there. There's no table.
It's in my lap. You've ever seen the table?
You had that for 2 hours? You did that for 2 hours?
You're knocking these together for two hours?
Famous at
table.
At cookouts. For men's circles all around the country.
This dude really was like, for two hours?
Why are your knees bent inwards? Look, my table is right here. I did look like that, though.
Wait, how'd you do that for 2 hours?
That's crazy.
Okay. It's not that high, because the theater, like, the ground is a little bit raised.
Okay, so instead of like this.
So really, I'm more like this, but like not like this high, but like it's like normal. It doesn't hurt. The point is, it was enjoyable. Like, it was the best experience I've ever. I'm not complaining about
my. At the beginning of it, I was like, oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, because I thought there was at least a table. Yeah.
If I was watching Dune 2, I would have been in trouble.
Why?
Because it's a long movie.
Bro,
but this one was like an hour and a half.
Hour and a half for.
And we missed 15, 20 minutes.
But
already.
Your legs are like this the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, how's that enjoyable?
Dude, the wings are just like rushing through my body and my blood.
Welcome back to the Patreon. Wait, what's our intro?
We're not on Patreon.
What's our intro?
You thought I was giving up all of that for the Patreon?
No.
We would.
We give up the real juice.
No. On the Patreon today, Shamir and I are coming like JB and Jaden.
Oh, God. Frost is going to demonstrate how he's sucking the meat off the bone on the Patreon.
Did you guys see the video of Justin Bieber and Jaden?
Yeah, I did.
He kissed him, right?
And he also, like...
That's like us.
Jaden was, like, all up behind JB's.
That's our handshake.
Oh.
Like, okay. Behind him. And,
He grinded on him.
And JB's didn't know that it was Jaden behind him. He didn't look immediately.
He grinded on him.
Grinding, yes.
Are we going to do the intro?
You could do the intro while I pull it up.
Welcome back to Strange Flavors, the greatest and
strangest podcast in the world.
In the game. And in the world.
Planet Earth.
In the planet. Welcome back. What's new? What do
you
we say
can
usually?
Follow us on every platform.
Yeah, we're on every platform.
Leave a comment on YouTube specifically.
Look.
Yeah.
This is me and Shamir. This is how we greet each other.
Wait. Go back.
Yo, you kissed him, like.
Wait. Look at. Do you see that?
Dude, we do this all the time. Right?
I mean, I don't know why, but it doesn't give gay. It gives cozy.
No, they're definitely cozy, yeah. It's just so funny. Like, he was into it, and as soon as he saw him, he was like,
look.
Did not react. Instant.
That's a smooch right there.
That's a smooch.
Yeah.
So that's
and there's
what,
no statement.
So we're gonna give how we usually do it. We go the next step.
Yeah.
You do you like the JB part or Jaden part?
I prefer the Jaden part because like I don't like to be like scared. You know
what do you mean?
I'm not like ready for it. Like usually I like
you
fidget.
Like to do the grinding.
I like jump like if you know.
You don't want to give a puppy. You want to receive a puppy.
Yeah, I'd rather.
You like a puppy. You like to be the plug and not the outlet.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Because like I can scare somebody, instead of the one being scared.
Hmm.
Yeah, you like to be the Lego piece with the top parts.
If I was Justin Bieber, I would have been like, "What the heck?" And then like turn around, and then if
Surprise,
I saw you, and then if I knew you, I'd be like, "All right, then you deserve a kiss." But he was just like naturally like, going with it, and then he saw him. He did not.
That
could have
been
all.
Anybody.
That could have been anybody.
You think he was bricked up?
Who?
Jaden,
you'd probably, yeah.
Usually when you do it, you're bricked up, so.
Yeah.
Enough. Enough.
Yeah, so if you want to see us do that on the Patreon, we have bonus episodes every week.
While Shamir does that to Frost, Frost is going to be eating the meat off the bone.
Yes.
Yeah, with my table legs.
Table legs. Knees knocking in.
Yeah, we talk about the juiciest stuff on our Patreon.
Yeah.
And then we have Strange Flavors merch, which Frost is wearing currently.
Her.
Nice shirt.
Spicy.
Amber is not wearing Strange Flavors, and I'm not wearing Strange Flavors.
Are you wearing Metro Boomin? Oh.
Metro Boomin. Yeah, what is that?
No, Burna Boy.
Burna Boy. Oh.
Sorry, footsies.
Damn, you thought that was Metro Boomin?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty faded.
And yeah, anything else we have to talk about for the intro?
Focus, buddy.
I'm looking.
Drive. Dude. I need you to drive.
He's less focused than he is in Ramadan.
Yeah.
You should have seen me driving when I was driving for the movies.
Enough. Those wings. We're on the next topic.
All right.
For us.
What?
Are you okay?
Yeah, you good?
I had the wrong thing pulled up. My thing is not updating, bro. This Apple leak.
It's up there.
I know, but I can't see. Do you not know this? I can see like 3 feet in front of me.
It says you talk about Monkey Man.
I'm literally... Yeah, that's Shamir.
Shamir, talk about Monkey Man, please.
Okay. So, there's a Dev Patel movie. You guys know Dev Patel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Slumdog Millionaire. Mm-hmm. So basically, he made this movie called Monkey Man. Mm-hmm. And he directed it at directorial debut. He produced a lot of it and he acted in it. And it was a really, really good movie. I thought it was really good. It was interesting. It was like Indian John Wick. You probably would hate it. I'm just going to say that right now. It's like action and gory, like intense.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
Really intense. And the premise was basic, but it was simple. And that's all you needed.
I heard it was like really hard for him to make the movie or something.
Yeah, he like broke his hand. Apparently someone died on set. I don't know if that's accurate. And then all his like locations got like shut down. It was during COVID. Like he broke some cameras. He had to film on a GoPro in some scenes.
Some like every person on set had to be like an extra at some point.
Yeah, yeah. And so there's some pretty famous like South Asian actors and actresses in there. Mm. And yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they're not like super famous, but they're like, if you know, you know, okay. Type of actresses.
I don't want to watch it for a very specific reason.
Why?
I heard he's a white girlfriend.
Like in real life?
Yeah.
Why does that affect you? why does it affect girls?
Not even in the movie? In real life?
In real life, yeah.
No, like, why does this affect people? I don't understand.
No, it's affecting me because how are you going to be like Slumdog? Like, how are you gonna be him?
Yeah.
How are you gonna be him and then be like, here's my white girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You're saying like it's weird that like they're like, oh, brown representation in movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then you're gonna go pull a Kumail Nanjiani or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. People hate him too.
Yeah, I hate him both.
Because his girlfriend is, or his wife is white?
Yeah.
I think it's his girlfriend.
Well,
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Would you date Kumail?
No. I mean, I'm not being given the option here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the epitome of brown girl thinking.
Would you date Dev Patel?
What does he look like now? No.
Why do you care who's dating? You wouldn't even date him.
Well, my problem.
She's like, he looks like a monkey
man. Well, I'm also just like saying that from the outside. Like, who knows? Like, maybe if I was like closer on the inside, I probably would. But my thing is like, why are you going to be like... Well, I just feel like everybody who's like being the representation of something, and this me being a hater, I'll accept it. Everybody who's being like the representation for something is just like not following up in their personal life. Mm. And I have a bone to pick with that.
But he's not saying that he's like, you should date brown girls.
Like, how are you going to be like, Jai Ho, and then like, and then your little girlfriend's going to be like, Jai Ho. Like, it's just not this. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
He lives. Wait, he's British, right?
Yeah.
His country was colonized by the whites.
Okay. Well.
So now he's just doing, you know, the reverse. He's colonizing.
Yeah, he's reverse colonization. You should be happy. You should be happy.
This is a racist title considering his girlfriend is white.
What?
How are you going to have a movie called Monkey Man when you're dating a white girl?
Maybe that's what she calls him in bed.
That's a problem. That's a problem.
Maybe he's owning like
up
it.
To it. Maybe he's owning up to it.
No, that's a fetish.
He's
a
owning
white
up to
woman
it.
Calling
if you watch
a brown
the movie,
boy,
he's owning up to it.
A white woman calling a brown boy a monkey in bed is insane.
He's probably owning her in bed.
I don't know.
You don't think
it's not. He's not calling him like ape or like gorilla. She's like, oh, you little monkey.
Oh,
she's like,
what's wrong with apes?
Nothing. It would be more
masculine. Yeah. Is what she's saying.
You know, like if you call somebody like a gorilla, like a silverback gorilla, like it's a compliment.
It is.
That's what she's
not
saying.
A monkey. She's monkey like, is like, oh, monkey. You little monkey. Like, you know, like in the India, street monkeys, they're like, oh, like, dance.
Oh, you
monkey.
Think she's calling him like a street monkey?
Yes.
No, but the movie is about like Hanuman, which is like a monkey god, isn't it?
Yeah.
So she's not talking about like, if anything, she's like, yo, like, you're a god. Like,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I just had to add to the conversation.
Yeah. No, but that is interesting because like, this movie is about representation of mm-hmm. so many different communities. He's talking about like political agendas about India and stuff like that. And then you look at his real life and...
And then he's just like, hey, Elizabeth, can you get me the roti?
Yeah.
Out the just freezer? Stop. Out the freezer.
Yeah. But, I mean, we don't see brown folks that are dating brown people making these movies.
Yeah, I know. What's the problem?
Secret. It's a secret code.
Yeah, it's a secret code. Maybe you have to date a white person to make this movie.
It's the formula.
Maybe you just believe in yourself more.
It's not happening.
It's not.
It's ending. Those
if
movies end up in Bollywood.
If somebody wants to make a movie and they're unsure if like dating a brown girl would work, like I'm right here. I'm available.
Damn, no movie's about to get made.
And Amber's not going to date a single one of them.
Yeah, yeah. She's like,
that's
oh,
not
I
true.
Don't like you. You don't like Kumail and you don't like Dev Patel.
That could be a weird name.
You could have saved them.
Was he like serving in this movie?
I mean,
did he eat?
As a dude, like he's kicking ass.
Wait. Let's talk about the movie that you saw. Was he serving in Slumdog Millionaire?
Yeah.
Well, that was old news.
But was he serving that or no?
I mean, he slayed. He wasn't serving, but
wait,
he
what's
slayed.
The difference?
Wait, he's not.
I don't know the difference.
Well, he slayed the role, but he wasn't serving. That's what I'm asking you. Was he like serving? Did he eat in this movie?
No, I can't understand this.
Amber's trying to curve around the conversation. She didn't
slaying
think he was fine.
Is different than serving.
Would you have dated him in Slumdog Millionaire? Yes or no?
I think he slayed the role.
See?
So he was not serving.
He wasn't serving, but he was slaying it.
Who
he
cares if he's serving
role.
Or slaying? She's curving.
No.
How about that?
Yeah, she's curving.
If he's serving, can you pull up Monkey Man?
Okay, wait. Can you also...
First of all, Dave Patel, I want to say you're hot.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So he might be. He probably served.
Can you serve but not slay?
Yeah, you can.
So that's like if you suck at the role, but you're like extremely hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I pull him up like in the movie or like in the red carpet?
Put him in the movie, so then she can say like, "Oh, he slayed."
Yeah.
Is this a good picture?
Go to a different one. You're being silly.
Body.
Okay.
Look at the oil.
He's kind of serving.
He's serving. Okay.
He is serving. Just a little bit. Okay. A lot of it.
What about this one?
That's not him.
That's him. He's a good looking man. And
he's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
I don't like the way you said that.
He is a good looking guy. He's.
You know what? You're a good looking guy.
According to him, he slayed this movie. And according to me, he's serving. So he served and he slayed.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good percentage on Rotten Tomatoes.
And I also think...
how do you manage to his topic? He wants to talk about the movie, and you absolutely hijack it to talk about somebody's appearance and their romantic partner?
I didn't watch the movie
a good point,
for
though.
Us.
That's a good point, though, because a lot of people don't know that he had a white girlfriend. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then when I did find that out, I was like, whoa.
So you're not going to watch the movie because of that?
No, I'm definitely going to watch it, but I'm a little like... Mm. You know?
Can I also say, for the people in the arts, right? Yeah. Sometimes, what if like Dave is like, you know, going to a brown girl's house, and then you know the families meet, and then he's like, "So Beta, what do you do?" And he's like, "Oh, uncle, like I'm actually like a very passionate artist. I you know make films and this and that." And he's like, "So you're not engineer? That's what you're saying?" I mean, I've digitally engineered these projects, and you know, like I've laid out. So, Beta, how are you going to take care of my daughter? Yeah. And then he's like, once this movie comes out, like, I'm just putting together funding. There's funding?
Oh, you need
funding? Who's going to fund your shadi? This is not looking good. And then he's like, and then he goes to Rebecca or Susie or whoever. And then she's like, you're an artist? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come to your premiere.
Is that how it is in your hometown?
Here's a problem. He's
I'm just
going,
saying, you see what I'm saying?
No, like maybe I see what you're
no. The problem is not that he is like doing this movie and it needs funding. The problem is the marketing. He's marketing it wrong to the like father-in-law.
Yeah. All right. How would you do it?
He should be like, you know, I have connects. You want to meet Shah Rukh Khan? I met Shah Rukh Khan.
That sounds like an absolute F-boy.
I'm just saying, like, you need to know who your audience is. If you go to them and they're like, you're like, yeah, I'm a broke boy trying to find funding for my little project. me. Yeah, it's not going to do that great with the father.
It's
but
honest.
If you're like, hey, I am Jai Ho. I am Slumdog Millionaire. That's a good marketing tactic. Mm. You need to be able to sell to your audience in the way.
If you're a father, you hear, I am Jai Ho.
Jai Ho. I'm the Jai Ho guy.
You know what? You stay out of marketing.
I'm just saying, maybe he should hire me. Hire me.
No, I still feel like even with the brown uncle, he would not care unless he sees a movie with Shah Rukh Khan and Dev Patel in there.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're saying that Slumdog Millionaire wasn't enough?
No. You show it to a brown dad, they're going to be like, oh, this is an American movie, Indian version. Like, this is not real.
Well, if they saw, like, A.R. Rahman in the credits, they'd be like, did you meet him?
Did you meet him? Yeah.
I mean,
they have to see, like, it, like, right then and there.
Yeah, that's true.
It definitely could be marketed. We could definitely work on the PR strategy.
Or he likes white women. And that's fine.
That's fine. Ugh.
Why are you so anti-white woman?
It's not that. I'm just anti-brown boys being anti-brown girls.
Amber? You're an anti-brown girl, anti-brown boy.
Yeah. That's not true.
Half?
Amber,
if
you don't marry a brown boy, we're going to play this clip at your wedding.
I'm going to marry a brown boy.
You heard it here
first.
Let's see.
I'm open unless brown boys
are open. He's open too.
No, I'm saying I'm open to marrying a brown boy. I'm not against it, but he's against marrying a brown boy.
Who said that? I'm open to marrying a brown girl like white guys say I'm open to dating a black girl. You're saying you're open to it, but it's not like your first like preference.
Because I'm not their first preference.
What if it's the same?
Interesting.
Yeah.
No, but what if it's not the same for him?
It is.
Do you think so?
He could have like had, and here's the thing, they're always dating like an Elizabeth, right? Just like Lizzie on the street, like preschool teacher Elizabeth. Okay? They're not like dating like Billie Eilish white. You know what I'm saying?
No. Do you have like other examples of this?
Like, yeah, Camille. I'm just saying, like,
they met doing things that they mutually enjoy doing because they shared it. There's a whole movie about it.
Yeah. Have you seen the business?
Like, he's not going to run into these the people that you want them to run into. They've met these people like for him, like literally while he was up and coming, trying to make a good life for himself. And then she got sick and he stayed with her. It's like a beautiful story.
Monkey Man 0/10. Find a brown girl.
There's Amber's review.
Okay. So speaking of seeing things.
Okay. What kind of shit? Speaking of having eyes.
I want to talk about people that didn't see things.
Wait. Did your eyes burn when you looked at the solar eclipse?
Oh yeah, Frost said he was gonna look at the solar eclipse like he was gonna raw dog that.
Yeah, he said he raw dogs looking at the sun.
Can I say something? First of all, I want to say that your guys is, I'm not talking about just you guys, but like everybody, this is a message to literally everybody. Your guys' eclipse glasses were not fine and your blurry pictures sucked.
I mean, I had some pretty clear pictures.
Did you see people's glasses?
No. Well,
like the little 3D glasses with a square cutout. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What do you want? Like, what kind of glasses did you
want? Yeah, did you want to wear your Ray-Bans? Yeah, like, what do you mean?
I had the T-Mizzies on.
What is that?
The T-Mobile ones. They were nice, bruh. They were so nice. Also, I went to Mexico one time, and this guy, his name is Pancho, he gave us the Mayans used to use this, like, thick black glass to look at the sun, and that is the flyest eclipse glasses I've ever seen.
They're probably not even like approved.
Yeah, they probably burn your eyes.
About they're not approved.
Magnifies into your eyes.
The Mayans made a whole calendar.
Okay, but that like ended. The life expectancy,
the calendar ended.
Back then wasn't amazing.
At least it ended.
It's ended.
At least it had a grand finale. No, but these glasses, they were so fire, Pancho. Like, I'm telling you, they were nice. Pancho Papi, if you're listening to this,
did you get scammed?
Let me get those glasses.
It's sounding scammy. Yeah.
No, but my T-Mobile ones, they were fine. Your guys's glasses were not fine. Like, in history, we're going to look back at these pictures. One, Dad, your glasses are not swagged out. And two, your picture of the eclipse isn't even good. You put blurry pictures on your Instagram stories of the eclipse, bruh. Well,
first of all, why does everybody keep saying this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing when literally it happened not. 5 years
literally
ago?
Literally happens every year. I hear about, oh, the sun and the
so
moon.
So start working on making a really, like, sleigh pair and sell those by the next eclipse.
I'm gonna do a collab with Poncho, and we're going to drop the Poncho specs.
You're going to get, like, smacked with the biggest lawsuit. Yeah.
Poncho Mayan specs.
Biggest lawsuit.
No, they were selling them at the gift shops there, too. I was thinking about getting it.
It's definitely not working.
No, it worked. I looked at the sun directly with that.
Okay, and who couldn't read the screen today?
That's a pre-existing, pre-solar eclipse existing condition. I am.
But you used it to look at the sun otherwise prior as well, right?
Yeah, I did, but it only hurt for a little bit. Then it was fine.
Okay, well, you said on the podcast, the listeners heard it, that you could not see the screen that's like 10 feet away from us, and it's magnified.
If I try really hard. Okay, I passed the test that they give you, you know?
It's E-I-A, like E-I-A, whatever.
Yeah, E-I-O.
The letters.
E-I-O. What's that, E-I-O? Old McDonald?
Yeah. Focus!
Old McDonald had a farm. Yeah. First of
Ross
all,
is off the rails today.
Yeah, what's going
First
on?
Of all, no, he didn't have a farm. Who said no? Who says E-I-E-I-O?
Yeah, what is that from? Yeah,
why did he? Why didn't Amber, old McDonald
you
be say
you're
that?
An expert of children's music?
He had a E-I-E-I-O. Oh, because they needed to bring the sound for like dun dun here and a dun dun there, so it's probably like,
it doesn't matter.
No, where does the E-I-E-I-O come from?
Don't tell me like, E-I-E-I-O.
What does that do?
They're vowels,
probably,
dude.
Yeah, it's probably
and it's
to
missing
teach
a vowel.
Them vowels.
Oh, no, it's missing E-I-E-I-O. U. It should be E-I-O-U.
Maybe they're yodeling.
Why sometimes?
E-I-E-I-O.
Okay, shut up. Okay. So the lady, she gave me the eye test and I passed. So, like, if I try hard, I can see it.
Okay.
That's the point. Back to the original story. Yeah. You guys are the ones that started solar eclipsing, throwing it off. We're talking about people that who are actually blind, not fake blind like me. Okay. Remember there was a blind mafia?
Yeah.
That one time I was on a lunch break as a what's it called? A recap. As a recap, there was a blind mafia, a group of blinds. I think they call them a blend.
Frost.
I think it's called a blend when it's a plural.
Yeah.
A blend came into the Royal Farms and they were just... Blend. That's what it is, right?
Huh?
Is that true?
No.
Then why were you validating so hard?
So the blend was stacking up at the Royal Farms one after the other, just jamming up the door,
yeah,
right?
This happened to you last year. You were like at the Royal Farms and you saw like a bunch of blind people. And
a blend.
We had so many questions.
Yeah. Like why were they all together? Yeah. Why were they all stacked up to, right? So then I was like, okay, it was just like a one-time solar eclipse, once-in-a-lifetime situation.
That was your solar eclipse.
That was my solar eclipse. Yeah. And apparently it was theirs too because they could never see. Sorry. So everyone knows I love T-Mobile Tuesdays.
Yeah.
T-Mobile Tuesdays drops an orange chicken $1 banger, Pan Express, right?
Okay.
Ramzan's over. We eaten haram. Sorry. So I'm at Panda Express and pulling up to the Panda is the same blend.
Wait, the same exact?
Same exact blend. Now it's double. I sent you guys a snap, right?
Yeah, you sent us the snap.
It was double the amount.
He's not lying.
I'm not making this up.
A blend.
People think that I make up my stories. I really exaggerate a little bit. That's it. If anything.
One was like this holding the door for each other and the other, all of them were like walking in.
You know what the sad part was?
No. I heard them coming because they were running into the window.
That's what I'm saying. thing is, like, the sad part about this, like, place that you were at, the restaurant, is that it was, you walked in and then it was a
double doors.
It was double doors, but it was a small, like, room with, like, all four.
The funny thing is,
so they had to literally test every wall.
The funny thing is, when I walked in, which side
the door was on.
There's three doors. One was an exit and one intro. And I went through the wrong door first. How were they gonna go through the right door?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways,
Braille.
Huh? I don't think they had Braille.
Every sign has
Braille. Yeah, but they can't read Chinese. It's Panda Express.
Chinese Braille.
So they're stacking up right at the door. I was like, oh, here comes the blend. I was gonna go eat in my car, but then I was like, gotta see this. Gotta
I don't need
see
YouTube
this
today.
Huh?
I don't need my YouTube video today.
No, I don't. And so they're walking in, boom, 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 clapping against window, door, running into the tables and stuff like that. And they all have the walking stick, right? So then they go up to the line. Now, what happens at Panda? You guys been to Panda before? Yeah. Kind of like Chipotle.
Yeah, yeah.
You tell them what you want, right? Mm-hmm. Tell me why. Tell me why these blind people, fully blind, mm-hmm, are going up to the line and scanning ingredients. And I thought maybe it's a Stevie Wonder thing, right? He sings and he does the
bro, that's the Helen
right?
Keller movement.
Right.
Yeah. Faking.
Fake blind.
So you're saying that they're faking it?
So, no, I was like, okay, let me give benefit of the doubt, okay, right? Okay, so you're moving your head around, like maybe you're just thinking. That's all they can do. They can't see. So they just think.
No, maybe they're smelling think the ingredients, it, like in the direction.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Okay, 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 fine, mm, fine. They're smelling the ingredients. Yeah. I was like, good, fine.
Yeah.
They're smelling the ingredients, right? Or they're thinking, whatever they're doing. But then one of them, he pulls the same move that I pull when I'm going anywhere to one of these places.
What?
Can you put a little bit more chicken?
What? That's crazy.
Why did I overhear this man? Fully blind man.
Yeah.
He didn't scan that there was not enough chicken.
Yeah.
But he said, can you put a little bit more? I looked over and the person putting it, they kind of tilted their head too. It was like, yo, how do you know that?
The server is like putting the wrong meat. Can you put the other meat actually?
What does he have, spidey senses? His panda senses?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's just something they do because maybe they usually go to Chipotle, right? And so they're like putting
it
in.
Oh, they just know what to say?
They can hear the amount.
And you're always telling people at Chipotle, like, oh,
can I have the amount?
No, but you always tell people at Chipotle, like, oh, can I have a little bit more of that? Or
Oh, so like maybe natural instinct.
Yeah. So maybe he's like, I know that they finesse me every time I go to these places. Mm. So immediately when they put it out, I'm like, oh, can you put a little more?
Mm. You know what?
I didn't say no to the blind guy.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys making an excuse and letting the story live on longer.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is commit to the bit.
Mm.
Right? It's like, don't half-ass being blind. We're not Fetty Wap here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, commit to it.
But like, you didn't really believe us with the Helen Keller thing when we told you that she was lying. And like, look at you now.
I was just bringing up the facts from the history books.
Mm. So were we?
What we heard.
We were too. The fact was that she flew a plane.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Yes.
So don't half-ass it. Like, be blind.
Yeah.
Like,
don't
be deaf.
Fly the plane. Yeah.
Like at this point, with the amount of conspiracies going around, I'm wondering, is blindness real?
Apparently, blindness is a spectrum.
Don't tell them
well, that. I agree with you. I couldn't see the notes up there for like 2 seconds.
Frost
ago
is going to see someone in a wheelchair and they like get up. And he's like, you're supposed to be in a wheelchair. Like, don't get up.
We've seen
a deaf
this
person is like, wait, what'd you say?
Yo, that would be crazy.
Have you ever seen Spy Kids?
Yeah.
Junie's grandfather just gets up out the wheelchair and dips.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that was Spy Kids 3D. He was like in a, you know, he was in the game.
Oh, it's different in 3D.
No, he was in the game. I don't know
in
if you remember.
Different dimension.
But it was like he was inside the game or whatever.
Yeah.
And he gets up and dips.
That dude was tall and built nice.
Yeah.
I mean, Willy Wonka. Charlie and the Chocolate.
Oh, yeah. His grandpa.
All he needed was a golden ticket.
He got up at the bed
real quick. So quick.
Wait, the gold digger, right?
Wait, did you guys know this? Speaking of Willy Wonka, that, you know, in the original, the OG Willy Wonka, mm-hmm, what?
Nothing. This is just the most ADHD episode, but it's totally
yeah,
fine.
I was literally thinking that. But go for
I
it.
I can't share the Willy Wonka.
No, totally do it.
Okay, so in the OG Willy Wonka, you know how he's using a walking stick in the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Gene Wilder?
Gene Wilder, I think, yeah.
Gene Wilder, who's the guy that played Willy Wonka, that was his idea. Because what does he do? He walks, and then he does a cartwheel right after.
Mm.
What do you mean, mm?
Yeah.
Go the next part. Yo, How Do You Go Podcast is so fake, bro. guys, I want everybody to know this. This is what they do. They don't even know. They're just like, what do you say mm to?
Because it registered that he did that.
Yeah.
No, but why? Like, he's like, he discovered something.
It was like a confirmation bias of like the Charlie Grandpa, the blindness.
No, bro. Podcasts are done for, bro. This is what it's like. Okay, what I was going to say, and now feel free to do a fake mm. Now I know every time I say something, you just do a fake mm. Or like, you know how in podcasts, they're like 100%.
Yeah, 100%. No way, dude. Or they like 100%. Over-exaggerate, like, no way. Are you serious? And they like know the fact already.
I can't say anything anymore without... I just have trust issues. Mm. We Don't Trust You part 3.
Oh, right.
Metro,
right.
Put me on. Okay.
Right.
Mm.
Gene Wilder, he chose to do that, going from the walking stick into the cartwheel, because he wanted the audience to not trust him ever again from the beginning of the movie.
Mm.
Shut up. Do you understand the significance of that?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, why does he not want them to trust him?
Because from the like Willy Wonka, the OG Willy Wonka, right?
So he said don't go and like drink the bubbles or whatever, and then he did, and then he fake got in trouble, but really he won the factory because he didn't follow directions.
No, but it wasn't did even about no. Yeah, you're kind of on the right track, but it wasn't about him not following directions. It was that like, oh, like this is a happy place, chocolate factory, like you won, I do this, these are my intentions, blah blah blah. But then he's yelling at Charlie at the end. Remember?
Yeah.
He's like, what does he say? Like, it's over, you lost or something.
Low key, I just remember the Johnny Depp version. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was lit.
But like,
the OG version was better.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Have you guys seen the
OG, right?
The Timothy Chalamet version?
No, I haven't seen
it. No, I haven't.
I heard it's good.
Mm.
Really?
I heard Timmy's like,
really. I was hoping the guy from The Bear would be, because he looks exactly like Gene Wilder.
I know, said that. Yeah. Oh, what's his name? White. Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah.
Yes.
Finish your point.
Yeah, what was your point?
No, forget it.
No, wait, Frost, you took us this far.
That was the point.
Okay, but hold our hand and walk us through it.
Because the fact that he did that at the beginning lets the audience like know that he's not to be trusted.
So now you're saying that when you saw the person at line in Panda Express, he was basically letting everybody know that he's not to be trusted.
No, I wasn't even trying to relate that. We went on like 3 different tangents. I went on a tangent of a tangent.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that's
yeah, I thought
point.
You were relating to it.
Yeah, I thought that was a
but
point.
But that's cool. That's a cool fact. I'm going to be like, don't trust Willy Wonka.
Don't trust blind people.
Don't trust blind people.
Well, I'll let you know if the blend returns.
Yeah.
The Baltimore blend.
Wait, so you guys didn't like the Johnny Depp version?
I didn't watch it.
I did like it, but it was
maybe
like different.
It was different. But it had the Willy Wonka backstory, which like... makes you like feel for him.
Daddy, papa.
Oh yeah, he had the teeth.
It was very Tim Burton.
Yeah.
I would watch that in Halloween.
Yeah.
And then I would watch the other Willy Wonka
and then they
Easter.
Had the Indian Oompa Loompas.
Oh yeah.
So racist.
Why were they Indian?
I don't know.
They were like all Indian.
I think he's, I don't know if he's that size, but he's
no,
pretty short.
They were, it's not, they were all Indian. It was one guy.
It's one guy, yeah.
Just duplicated.
They're all Indian.
The ones in the original one, those were multiple.
Yeah.
Oh, there's
this
only
one? Yeah.
There's only one Oompa Loompa?
Yeah.
That's, that like defeats the purpose of Oompa Loompas.
Have you guys ever gone to Pakistan and seen at the restaurants?
Yeah. Not the restaurants, but specifically Lahore in the food street.
Oh.
With the
it's not just food street. It's like,
not food street?
It's a lot of like, they call them hotels, the restaurants. For some reason, they call the restaurants like
hotel
chale. Okay, you didn't have to do that.
Sorry.
So it's like little people.
But they're always
greeters. Is that a fine term?
Yeah, little people. Is
yeah.
Correct.
Like, Oompa Loompas.
Hey, welcome to. It's like, no. but they sound like that. They look like that too. They're like, welcome to. And it's usually like an Asian restaurant. That's my experience of it.
Mm, do you think that that's like the closest thing they have to an Asian Is that why they're... I thought that's the correlation.
Wow.
I thought that was the correlation you were making.
Attack on white women. Attack on Chinese people.
Attack on little people.
Attack on blind people. Attack on...
Titans.
Attack on...
I don't
people
know what
who
that
aren't
means, to be honest, I just said it.
people who don't identify as skinny.
Anyways, yeah, in Pakistan they have them and they always use them as like a prop.
Interesting.
Little people.
I'm not gonna lie. I like it. I like it. It honestly, it makes my day. I've taken multiple pictures with them. They like it.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
They do that with really tall people too, at the borders and stuff. Mm. They're just props. But they're
That's
really
so
tall,
true.
Really tall soldiers.
Yeah. We have this guy named Kuja in the village, and
what does
bro,
that mean?
He's famous just because he's so tall. I don't know what that means, to be honest. I think it just means tall.
Can I share something? When we were in Pakistan,
oh god,
my like you know how in certain countries like in China, in Japan, like they don't see black people a lot,
yeah,
right. In Pakistan, you do, like, there's a good amount of Africans and stuff. And also, like, people who are traveled and stuff like that, like, they'll...
Only in major cities, though.
Yeah.
You're not seeing them in a village.
Right. So one of my uncles who's, like, doesn't, like, travel much, right? He go... we were at the border. And so there's a lot of, like, multicultural people there, right? There was, like, this family that were from Africa. They had African, like, garments on, too. And so they were like down there. They wanted to take pictures by like the soldiers and stuff, right? And my uncle, who doesn't like travel, go out much, he's like really excited. He goes, he's like getting my brother and I's attention. He's like, it's like Frost Hour. Look. We were like, what? He's like, Negroes.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, but like that's what like he knows them as. And we were like dying. We're like, no, like this, it's fine. Like we see black people in America. Like it's
don't call them that.
But no, I don't think it's offensive. Like in Spanish, that's what you call
them.
I don't know, but it was just like it. You know, it's one of those moments where it's just like cute innocence, but also you're like, oh my god, because like his daughters were also just like. Like, don't, they're, like, laughing. They're like, no, like, that's, don't do that. But it was just, like, such a funny moment. And we were just, like, the way he said it, he sounded like Nacho Libre.
Oh, my God.
You know, Jack Black and Nacho Libre? He's like, Ramses. But he was like, look. And he said it in English for some reason. He's like, look, Negroes. So it's just like, what?
Oh, wild.
Okay, I'm blind. I can't see the next thing.
It says... Tournament.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Essentially, this is a short topic, but, you know, there's like some gaming tournaments that happen, right? And what's it called? So the largest women's like Fortnite event in history has been announced.
Okay.
Like just women playing?
Just women playing. Like only women allowed.
Or guys playing as women characters.
No, just women. Okay. Yeah. Straight up, all women. 100 women, because Fortnite games usually have like 100 women, and there's $250,000 on the line.
Hmm.
So it's like pretty good
real
amount
dollars?
Of money. Real dollars, not V-Bucks, not Robux.
Whoa.
Straight up dollars, right? And the official event, this is officially like sponsored and everything like that. The official event is called the Milk Cup.
What?
The Milk Cup.
Wait, that's fire. The Milk Cup?
It's legit. The Milk Cup.
Wait, did they say why? Fortnite made this?
I think they're sponsoring it, but it's sponsored by like a bunch of companies. Like it's like real money. It's like official. It's not like a joke. It's actually happening. And it's called the Milk Cup.
Does milk stand for something?
Everyone's confused.
Premium milk.
Premium milk.
Mothers in... Lime Night. I don't know.
Mothers in Lime Night. So you think it's an abbreviation?
Maybe. Come on. Like, just randomly Milk Cup for a women's tournament is crazy.
The Milk Cup, a women's series.
I mean, it's got cup in it, too. It's just letting you know.
Cup?
Like cups?
Cups?
Like the letters?
The letters?
Like the size?
Bras. Cup size. Got it. The Milk Cup. Who's going to have the biggest milk cup?
You like that?
I think it's very creative.
You think it's bold?
It's bold. It's beautiful. Bold and beautiful.
Yeah. Easy, bold breezy, and beautiful. Beautiful.
Like, just imagine if they did that, like, with the guy's version. Like, what would it be? Like, they're straight up, like...
The jock strap.
The jock strap. The cock cup, like...
The jock strap.
That's pretty good.
The cock cup.
Yeah.
The Tommy Johns.
The Tommy Johns.
The sausage fest.
Mm. Ooh.
It'd have to be the sausage roast or something.
We don't want to roast.
Yeah, well, we don't want our milks to be cupped.
The shrimp cup? The shrimp cocktail.
Shrimp cocktail, okay.
But yeah, that was...
Wait, so it's old shrimp.
So $250,000 for the winner of the milk cup.
Yeah.
And it has to be a woman.
Yeah.
Like biological?
That I'm not sure of.
Because what if...
Are you saying guys play better? Are you saying guys play better than women at video games?
I think statistically, yes.
Statistically, I think you're right.
But titstically?
Titstically?
Milk cup? Titstically?
I hope Corinna wins.
Yeah, I wonder if she's going to...
Like from David, Dobrik vlogs.
Yeah, isn't she a huge gamer?
She's a huge gamer, but I think this is like pro gamers. If I'm
Of gamers, hello, brother.
What?
Dang, I thought you'd be hello, brother.
What are you doing?
Hello, brother. Tuesday.
What are you doing?
I'm so scared.
Special
right
teams,
now.
Special I'm plays.
What?
Special players.
Did you hit your head?
Tuesday. Are you okay? Tuesday.
What is she saying? She's making jerking motions.
Hello, brother.
What? No. Okay, what? What?
Okay, I'm sorry. I just thought that you were like nerdy enough that this would work.
Does like you know what this is?
Yeah. Apparently, the whole internet is being taken over by Sketch, a streamer. Sketch?
Never heard of him in my life.
Dang.
Sketch?
The streamer?
I've never heard of Sketch.
Yeah, Sketch. Streamer. Just type in like Sketch streamer. Hello, brother. What's up, brother? Right
what
there.
Up, brother?
Hello. What's up, brother?
Oh, I've seen his face before.
So what does
like
he do?
It's like taking over the sports world. Exactly.
This okay. is him?
Yeah, that's him. But you have to like look at the videos of everybody just like there's like, man, now I wish I would have sent it before the podcast started.
Oh, really?
I bet you do. I bet your school bus has an elevator on it.
We're not making it past silver if you're going to play like that, dude. I'm not going to.
How are you saying this?
Okay.
I'm on nerd TikTok sometimes.
You have not droned, Jack.
Oh, I got something to ask you on the Patreon.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I got something.
No, it's cool. No, don't ask me.
We'll save it for the Patreon, but
it's fine.
Amber, can we get you training to win $250,000, but more importantly, the title of Milk Cup?
Yeah.
Milk Cup MILF? Yeah.
We'll have the trophy like, right here.
You're not a MILF.
Why?
You have to have a baby to be a MILF.
No, but like I'm still mother.
To who?
No, I'm mother. Like him. I'm mother.
Is that a thing?
That's like a good equivalent, I feel like.
Thank you.
Like her.
I thought it's like mommy. Like I'm mommy. No?
Mother.
It's mother?
Mother.
Who you calling mommy?
Mommy. Mommy.
Yeah, mommy is different, but mother? Yeah, I feel like that might go harder than him, bro.
Yeah.
I'm mother.
Because, okay, like you saw the UFC 300?
Yeah.
This past weekend?
Oh, that was crazy.
It was crazy, right? Max Holloway, once he got the knockout, right? He was doing the interview. Everyone's so hyped up. What does he say? You remember?
No.
He goes, Joe's interviewing him, Joe Rogan. And he goes, Max takes the mic and goes, I'm him! I'm him! Mm-hmm. Now, imagine a woman.
Mm-hmm. After the milk cup.
After the milk cup takes the mic, Joe Rogan interviewing, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, phenomenal performance. What do you have to say? Like, did you think it would go this way? Blah, blah, blah. Ah, mother. Oh, my God.
That's it goes hard.
Bro, that is. I feel like that's harder than I'm him.
Yeah, it does.
I'm mother.
I mean, it's the same energy as like what Drake said, right? Like, he's like, you're a prince, but like, he's a son to a king. But like, you know, how, like Nicki Minaj always says, like, bid you, my son, go sit on a potty. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you're going to be mothers,
yeah,
everybody
when she calls
else
rappers her sons.
That's crazy.
That does. That's very different.
Yeah.
So that's the same energy. It's like everybody else. If I'm mother.
Yeah.
What are you?
But you have to have, you can't just be like a skinny, like 14-year-old girl and be like, I'm mother.
Mother. Yeah.
Whereas a 13-year-old boy saying I'm him, like he really feels that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he also like is shaking a little bit and he's a little red in the face.
He looks like your boy Sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't say that. Sketch is, I think, Sketch.
What?
He's autistic?
Isn't he a little autistic?
I have no idea who this is.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Kanye is like autistic. And
well,
he is him.
Okay.
He
is him. We keep saying stuff that is like really
not
like,
true.
No, he's but like really.
He says that himself.
We've been attacking a lot of groups today.
No, you've been attacked. I'm celebrating autism.
Okay. Well, hello, brother.
Hello, brother, I guess. Yeah, practice for that tournament. Okay, what is this?
J. Cole.
Ah, yes. We were just talking about this.
I have questions.
Okay. Can we do
like
a little
recap?
Preface?
Yeah. Preface, recap.
There is a lot going on when it comes to this huge rap beef. We're calling it Drainos.
We talked about it last week too.
Yeah.
We like
just
brought
do a, like,
it
a
on
a mini Patreon. Recap. Do a mini recap.
Drake, aka Drainos, Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
We're calling him Drainos. Is like going up against all types of different diss tracks coming in. From
it's
Metro
Drake versus
Boomin.
Everybody else.
Yeah, literally, they're coming for the king's throne. Right, Drake is at the top. They're coming for his throne. Mm-hmm. Drake, Future, and Metro Boomin, back to back albums. We don't trust you. We still don't trust you. And now it's coming. It was originally the Kendrick Lamar diss that kind of shook everything, and then we started seeing Rick Ross and ASAP Rocky, The Weeknd. Everybody is coming. From different angles, dissing Champagne Poppy himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you guys have been seeing, but there's been so many different, reference track, AI track. We don't know what's real, what's mm-hmm. not, who's dissing who. Everybody's dissing everybody.
Yeah.
But what is your kind of like questions?
My question is, Drake, supposedly diss track was leaked. Uh-huh. Kind of fire, but... It seemed AI.
Really?
To me, at least. And there was no official, like, no one's confirming. So we're like, is this real? Is this not real?
Hmm.
Like, I don't know. That's my question. Uh-huh. Two, Drake is dropping, like, very cryptic stories mm-hmm. that are symbolic of, like, how it's everyone against him.
Yeah.
Like the Kill Bill.
Kill Bill. And then Uma Thurman, which is the actress that played the girl, she, like, took a picture of her suit in the movie, and she's like, "Hey, you want it?
Do you need to borrow this?
Do you need to borrow this to Drake?
What?
But you didn't see that?
Yeah, and
no.
then he reposted, and he was like, I'm gonna need this.
That is so fire.
Yeah.
Holy.
And Uma Thurman's not even like on social media like that.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, those are like some questions I have. J. Cole, I got a lot of questions.
That's where all my questions
are. Wait.
All my questions
lie with
J. Cole.
Let's go to the first one. So you think that it's potential that all of this is kind of like a marketing promo gimmick?
No. I think...
He's wondering if it's real.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's real, the diss track.
Oh, okay.
The supposed diss track. I think somebody made an AI version that's, like, really good. Someone leaked it and was like, hey, I think Drake has an actual diss track that's maybe cooking up or whatnot, but he's just being very cryptic right now.
I feel like, wouldn't they deny if that wasn't the track?
He's never denied or accepted the track.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I think that it's, like, a given because I think it's a DJ Who Kid beat, and like you can hear it in the beginning.
Also,
it's
there like, was a track
Kid,
that was that exact one it. That got leaked, but it wasn't as good a couple days prior.
Mm. And also, there was a breathe, like I think he took a breath, and it, usually AI does not like take a breath unless someone.
What I understood was that there was a reference track that came out. People speculate that Drake kind of like teased it to get like the word on it, to hear if people were messing with it or not. And then the good quality one that was put out, he sent to DJ Academics. So the streamers are now like the radio hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it used to be Funk Flex and these guys, right? But now it's the streamers, which is crazy, that are getting the leaks. And so some people are speculating that Drake tried to, you know, check the temperature, changed up some of the lyrics, and then dropped, like, whatever the official one is.
But not official.
I don't know, because Spotify was also, like, kind of promoing
the track
with the same... It wasn't the track, but it was the same artwork. And they were like, I forget what the promo said, but it was like, hip hop is a competitive sport. I think that's what it was. Spotify was like teasing their playlist. They tweeted that? It was, you know how you go on Spotify or Apple and those playlists come up and it like features things?
Yeah.
So it had a picture of Drake as hip hop is a competitive sport.
I think that picture was just out though.
But it came out with everything else, like during these times.
But anyways, this is the weirdest like release of a diss track. Personally,
it is very weird.
I think it's cool whatever he's doing, but he has the power to just drop and fight back. But I like the cryptic stories. He's kind of like, oh, I don't even have to like write a diss track back. Like, I saw a tweet. It's like, if everyone's fighting against you, you already won.
Oh, for sure. I think Drake is in the best position to be.
Yeah.
Because the moment that all these guys started unfollowing him and started making like this huge collab album, that lets you know that this guy has that much power.
Yeah. Before I was like, oh, I don't care who wins. Like, this, let's see how this happens. And then now I'm like, oh, if everyone's against Drake, like, let me root against Drake.
Yeah.
Like, that's dope. That's sick. Like, let's see how he handles this.
Also, I don't like the whole Rick Ross picking random, like, the, like, BBL route. Like, it's just so cheap. He's like going on this whole like smear campaign about him having a nose job. Like, how do you look like that and have something to say about somebody else's appearance?
Oh, fat shaming.
I said what I mean. How are you gonna call him BBL Drake, but then like also not be the most like, it just doesn't make sense.
This was really funny. Drake's message with his mom.
Yeah.
Did you guys see this? She was like,
Obs,
the internet is saying you got a nose job. You look the same to me in the kitchen today. I can't believe you would get one without me, because you know I always wanted one. Don't tell me that you got tattoos without me, and now this too. And then Drake goes, I would have got us a 2-for-1, well, laughing emojis. I would have got us a 2-for-1 deal if I went, Ma. It's coming from Rick Ross, the guy I did songs with. He's gone loopy. What is this, a drug?
He's gone loopy on the Manjaro, and he hasn't eaten in days, and it turned him angry and racist, and he's performing at proms for money. It's bad. Don't worry, we'll handle it.
This is so funny. It's like such a cute like back and forth exchange with your mom.
It's like a kid like tweeting.
Like who just got bullied on the playground. It's like, don't worry.
Don't worry, Mom.
It's just Rick Ross. He's gone just tubby.
Hungry. He's gone loopy because he's hungry.
But last week on Patreon, we were discussing, because it was like, it felt like it was like a civil war situation.
Yeah.
But come to find out, J. Cole kind of pulls himself
Manjaro's
out.
Oh, Manjaro's a weight loss injection.
Oh, so it's like a, what's it called?
Like Ozempic. Ozempic.
Yeah. J. Cole apologizes.
Yeah. So I think last time J. Cole didn't do anything. He dropped a surprise album. And with the surprise album, there was an extra song that was a diss to Kendrick.
Okay.
It was called 7-Minute Drill. And then he later apologized for it and removed it from streaming services.
So my thing is okay. So J. Cole, as of last week, we talked about something.
Do we
want to
play the apology? Yeah. Or?
He was a part. Are we going to get it taken down on this episode?
He's just talking. He's not playing the song.
Oh, okay.
He's playing what he said.
It was just the apology video.
And I pray that God align me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that my nigga really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my nigga, I got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm gonna take that shit on the chin, boy. Do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, all good. Like, it's love. And I pray that, you know, I pray that y'all are like, forgive a nigga for like the misstep, and then I can get back to my true path. Cause I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Past 2 days felt terrible. Like, it let me know how good I've been sleeping for the past 10 years. So all of that to say, man, I wanna now perform the song that's a reminder to me of getting back on the right path and getting in tune with God. And the name of the song is called Love Yours. I'm for y'all right now.
So this was right after he had dropped the diss track.
And I mean, great guy, wrong time, wrong battle, different universe. Like, I respect this energy. Uh-huh. However, question. He was, according to our last episode, he was on Team Drake. Okay. and then something happened between this apology, and then there was something that was said in the diss track, the alleged diss track. Like, what was he? Was he? Is Drake and J. Cole now beefing?
No. J. Cole was not on Team Drake. It was just that Drake and J. Cole were both popping at the same time. They were showing mutual love. Okay. It wasn't that he was anti-Kendrick. In fact, you know, he's always been like, he's the one that said Big Three and all of that. So he's always including Kendrick. Mm. In afterwards, when he took himself out, Metro and Future basically kind of like pulled a quick one. And it seems like it's an old verse that they put onto a song called Red Leather, which is kind of like Tuscan leather. I don't know if that's like the same kind of like competitive thing with Drake's song, but the verse has no disses in it at all. Mm. It's just J. Cole like rapping. He's actually has a great verse in it. And then Drake on his track he wasn't dissing Cole either. He was just saying like, you're not going to put me against him. What was the exact lyrics? He was like,
he said something about like, I don't agree with J. Cole about whatever.
Oh, he said that Dot's thing was fire. Like, J. Cole was giving Kendrick props, right?
And Drake is saying,
like, I don't
think that's cool.
He's like, I don't agree with my brother, basically. But he's not. Okay. But he also said in the same song that, like, you're not going to pin us against each other.
But this could have been like, I mean, I appreciate this like good guy energy because like clearly that's not happening. But at the same time, like it's time to fight fire with fire right now.
This is the most J. Cole thing to do, I will say. Like he did something and then I think he was saying it in the same place. He was like, my friends were telling me like, hey, are you going to fight back? Are you going to do this? And he's a nice guy. Yeah. He probably was not even thinking of fighting back. He was like, that's a dope track. And then after his friends were like egging him on, like, you got to do this. You got to defend yourself, right? Then he probably felt like, oh, maybe I should defend myself, even though that wasn't his natural like energy to do. So then he did that, and then he felt guilty afterwards, and he was like, "All right, I'm gonna pull back because this is not me." And I think from the outside perspective, everyone's like, "You're a loser, like you suck. Why would you do that? This is battle rap and stuff like that." Meanwhile, I don't think J. Cole's the type of guy to do that.
Right.
And so he was like, "That was not even my personality to do that, and I messed up." And like, I do give him props for that. It's just he can never be that guy. Like he can never be that rapper.
It depends in this whole situation what you value.
Yeah.
So there's people that are like Team Human, which are like, oh, J. Cole did the right thing. And you know where J. Cole's heart is.
Yeah.
However, there's people that are like, bruh, this is
finish him.
The game of, you know, it's like NBA playoffs. Right. It's like there's an all-star weekend where all the all-stars are gathered and it's all jokes and fun. They're not really competing like that hard, even in like the Pro Bowl, right? Before the Super Bowl happens. But when it's playoff time, it's game time.
Yeah.
People are coming at each other's necks and you know, they're gonna go hard and try to win. When it's over, you'll shake hands, you'll respect, everyone will have their accolades, etc. So people also at the same time with J. Cole, they're like, yo, like you kind of took it in a direction that it's like nobody, this is not the same hip hop beef that existed in Tupac Biggie era where it's like gangs and killers and this and that. Yeah. This is internet. Like even the disses are like, you know,
they're like big up three. Face like, hey, I'm mad at you. Let's fight. They're like, okay, cool. And then they like go to like, their boots and they're like, nyam, 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 nyam.
Drake is like your shoe size is 7. Like it's not that, you know, if rap has always had the culture of competitive beef, then you got to compete.
Yeah.
And that's why I think that although Drake in this whole situation comes out as the top as he always has and is, and you know, because he has all those people against him, I think the competitor, and this is what I value of like on a hip hop level, I think Kendrick wins because his song was the best.
It was dope,
in my opinion.
Yeah.
I thought that it had all the right cadences and like the little, he was moaning. He's moaning on the track. Yeah. But it's like the rap was good.
You feel the energy.
You feel the energy.
You feel the energy. Yeah. I think that's the most important thing. It was like, you feel the energy. Cause I was like, like his last like album, he had like no like energy like that.
It was like, I'm a cool, like, you know,
like artist,
I'm grown.
Like,
I went to therapy.
Yeah.
You don't need no therapy. I don't, grown men don't need no therapy. Father time.
Yeah.
But then he's coming back and it's like,
Oh, I've always been this guy.
Three. It's just big me. It's just like, yo.
Wait, who are they claiming is the big three?
Well, Kendrick was claiming is
Drake.
Because
the only big three I know is supposed to be Drake, Nicki, and Lil Wayne.
The Young Money.
The Young Money big three.
Big three.
So what's this claim?
This is the current been a
claim.
Era.
This has been a claim for like 10 years now. Okay. It's J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick.
Really?
Yes.
In this era.
In this era.
Interesting.
Yeah. They say that that's the big three. And runner-ups are like Big Sean, Wale, like all the people that kind of came up in the same era.
Question.
Yeah.
How come Drake's alleged diss track did not fire at Future at all?
I think it did subtly.
Like, why is there more feud between Kendrick?
It's confirmed it's his track. Like, I'm still confused.
I'm pretty sure it's his track.
I'm pretty sure it's giving his track.
But it's not that it's not hitting culturally. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Kendrick's song is hitting culturally. Everyone's shook.
You know what I think?
This is happening. Like,
do you remember when Meek Mill and Drake were having beef?
Yeah.
Drake dropped Charged Up.
Hmm.
Before he dropped Back to Back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Back to Back is the one that everybody remembers.
Yes.
Drake is a chess player. We know this.
Gotcha. So he's putting his pawns first. This is his pawn.
That's probably why he didn't drop
Drake
the song.
Put his pawns in his last album. The whole album is dissing Future.
So then how come like at this point now, there's not much beef that's happening. Like, I feel like everything's very much like Kendrick, Drake, this
I think
energy.
So much is happening at the same time that we don't know who's doing what.
Yeah.
But I think that most of them at least, are playing a game that we're not aware of.
Mm-hmm. No, J. Cole's not playing.
J. Cole quit.
Yeah.
He quit.
J. Cole is the only one that is like,
he's like, I'm done, guys.
Is like, yo, I don't play with Monopoly money. I play with real money. Yeah. This is where my heart and spirit are. I think he's like truly just like.
Which, first of all, like, I think is dumb because like literally his last album, he's like, it's all about like basketball and the spirit of competitiveness. He's like, I'm doing drills, writing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. When you have an actual competition, he's just like, oh,
but
I'm out.
I feel like this is too real for him.
Which is dumb.
Like, the idea of it being, like, less real. Like, for example, a basketball game. Yeah. That's, like, very much a game. And this, he probably is like, oh, this is too real. Like, time to back out. Because it probably feels more real.
Which is, like, dumb. It's like, you write about it. You rap about it. Like, you should be ready.
Yeah.
Like, you should have that competitive spirit. Like, let's.
But you know what's crazy is, like, we heard J. Cole's track, 7-Minute Drill. And it was, like, fine. It was J. Cole, you know?
Yeah.
The thing is about J. Cole, like so many people love him as a person. And his music is so, like, nice to listen to. But at the same time, it's like when you compare the big three of this era that we keep referring to, Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole, J. Cole's numbers and his, like, likability, his popularity are not on the level of the other guys.
Yes.
What happens is that Drake... He's the mainstream club radio versatile guy who makes music for everybody. Kendrick is the super artist. He's the Pulitzer Prize winner. He is hip hop. The streets love him.
When you tell someone you listen to hip hop, you're like, oh, I love Kendrick Lamar. That's when you know they're like super into hip hop.
Right. And then J. Cole is like somewhere... And they're all different. That's the thing. Like, but J. Cole
kind of seems to me like, okay, you got the super J. Cole fans that are like super like woke. Mm-hmm. Not like woke.
Sure.
Negative
they love
woke.
Going to slam poetry.
No. I was going to say not that woke.
Oh, okay.
But like actually like woke. Like they care about, you know, political issues and stuff like that. And then there's the other section where it's like kind of mainstream, but they love J. Cole's old stuff when he was like pop in 2014. Like they still listen to that. So.
Yeah. So it's like it's different types of people, different types of like energies. And so J. Cole, by taking himself out, I don't think he's like at that same kind of like energy and level anyways, because we heard it.
Yeah.
And it was like it was fine, but it wasn't even honest.
Yeah.
He was saying things about Kendrick that we know aren't true, that he doesn't even feel. And he said afterwards like that. I wasn't even like I didn't even feel it.
Yeah.
Which is like that just kind of. Ruins your whole reputation. So it's like, I feel bad that J. Cole got dragged into this after he was having such a high. Bro, he had features of the... He's had Features of the Year for years.
Yeah. His features are the best.
He was on like a super rise, especially next to Drake, like at these stadium shows. And like, it was such a good moment for him. And then now.
Guys, he just wants to swing his feet and write his little songs. Like, he doesn't like leave him out of it.
Nah, but he talks about competition. And then when he's supposed to get competitive.
No, it's not an external competition. It's an internal competition. And in that internal competition, he won.
You're right.
You know what the conspiracy is? They say that J. Cole did this act, and then he was on stage forgetting his lyrics and acting away because it's all supposed to be promo for this character that he's going to be kind of like showing in his upcoming album, The Fall Off.
Mm.
So The Fall Off could be this like this time in J. Cole's life where he's like, I'm getting older. I'm, you know, not understanding, or the kids aren't understanding me. I'm headed towards kind of like this weird zone where it's like hip hop is supposed to be kind of like young and youthful. And who am I? And it's soul searching. But that's a conspiracy.
That would be badass if it was.
What's the whole deal with, like, weren't Drake and J. Cole supposed to, like, do something, like, on a larger scale in the upcoming days?
They had a whole tour.
They have a whole tour planned?
No. Like, they just finished it.
He was on the last leg of the tour. Yeah. It was the...
Oh, the last leg of it. Okay. Because yeah. I went to the...
Everything was a blur tour.
Yeah.
And then J. Cole was added in for, like, a bunch of shows.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Okay.
And then Drake finished it on his own.
Hmm.
Okay, I was just curious because, like, J. Cole said that he's dropping an album, mm-hmm. right?
He's been working on it for a while, yeah.
But, like, I don't know why, but I was like, oh, like, how come Drake's not on it?
Yeah, I don't know. He's not a huge feature guy, J. Cole.
But he has some features.
He has some features, but he's not he features on a lot of people's mm-hmm. music, but on his music, he doesn't have, like, a lot of his music's, like, very personal.
So, yeah, like he's known for that on Forest Hills.
He has no features, and he's like an artist to get platinum with zero features.
Mm.
Yeah, which is like not rare, but like,
and it's great by the way because he can sing, he can rap, and he can even produce, and it sounds great.
Like, yeah, I just think personally, like I actually like J. Cole a lot. His recent albums don't hit as much as like his old stuff.
Mm.
Personally, but his features are amazing. Oh my god, last 4 or 5 years of features,
you know why?
Every single one is a banger.
You know why? Because he's a competitor.
but he doesn't want to compete when
but the time it came to Step Up,
yeah,
he vanished.
He actually won internally for himself, and that was like more important to him.
It's like respect, right. But also not respect. Like I respect him so much, but I'm like, come on,
he's competitive but in his own game. In his own world, not necessarily to everybody else's standards.
Like I said, the way we're going to see it online is all going to be about who you're following and what that page or those people value.
Yeah.
And on that note, I really like that Drake doesn't like try to be the street guy. Mm. Like he says, like I might chip a nail.
Yeah.
He's playing into Anita Maxwin. You know, like full on. He's like, I'm this like pretty rapper now.
Yeah.
And I'm the king. And he's really kind of like embracing the Michael Jackson thing where Mike was like wearing makeup, dressing in however he wants to. And he's just like, I'm the king.
Yeah.
And the king does what they want.
Lil Yachty even like describes him as like Bruce Wayne. Like he has Bruce Wayne energy.
Mm.
Like whenever they eat out, like no one asks for the bill to be paid. Like it's already paid for and everything. He just walks out and stuff like that. And he just has that energy. So
it's got to be crazy though that like what has Drake done to all these people that there because you know there was like this I was like why does Rick Ross like I'm trying to see I'm following academics I'm following Elliot Wilson like because they post like crazy every little thing right and I'm like where does this stuff fit in I'm like trying to keep up with it because it all happens so fast and so like Rick Ross's thing apparently like Drake sent a cease and desist to French Montana for not having one of his verses on his album.
On French Montana's album.
On French Montana's album.
Like Drake was supposed to be on it?
He had a verse on it.
And it was not there.
And then he told him to remove it.
Why?
So the verse came out and it actually leaked a while ago. But he's like dropping disses in there too, including something that Kanye claimed a long time ago about him like smashing... Kim and being in like all up in her DMs and everything like that.
Drake?
Yeah. So he has like a Kanye diss in there. Mm. And it makes you like realize that like Kanye, the stuff that he says about whether it be Drake, you know, pressing on Kim or like Jay-Z having killers on him. Like it's so easy to say that Kanye is crazy, but maybe, just maybe, Kanye is the only sane one in all of this.
This always goes around to Kanye.
Like, who made this man? Like, Kanye's a genuine dude who loves his mother and was like, we've seen his story. He's like a little kid. And then this industry made him crazy.
You know, they were saying that for time out at his school, he wanted to lock kids in cages.
Who?
Kanye.
You see, this is how they twist it. He probably had a good reason. I'm telling you. And I think that
Kanye,
Drake...
You know, they say like, oh, the Kanye, like, what's it, sympathizers or whatever. Like, this is one.
I am. Because what I'm saying is, I don't think that Drake is innocent. I think that
Oh, he's definitely not, but also pop off.
Like, the like, things the that villain. He's probably done to
he's
people behind
villain.
Their back. He's petty. And he knows it. So it's like, if you look at it from like an audience as a fan of hip hop and all of that, it's like, this is fun. This is all whatever. But you got to understand that like from the J. Cole lens, it's like, I'm sure that he knows things too. And is like, yo, this is too much going on.
Fair.
And for that reason, I'm out.
And for that, yeah. He's Shark Tank. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Big three. Mm-hmm. But let's do.
Let's end on a little lighter note. But like
F, Mary, Kill, Big Three. Yeah.
Amber fuck, has Mary, Kill.
Amber has a game she wants to play. We'll end on that.
Yeah. Fuck, Mary, Kill. Drake, J. Cole, or Kendrick.
Are you serious? that was really going to be yours?
No, but let's start off there.
Okay, this is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mary, J. Cole. Because that makes sense.
Shamir wants to kill J. Cole.
No. I think I'm killing Drake.
No.
Bro, he can't have like one girl. He's like fumbling with all these.
That's why you fuck Drake.
No, you kill him. So J. Cole and Kendrick are the most loyal.
Okay.
They're the most loyal.
Yeah, but Kendrick.
No. Let me tell you why you smash Kendrick. Oh!
I'm torn between J. Cole and Kendrick, like marrying them, because Kendrick, he will defend you. Like, even though he's short. Like, he will defend you. He'll like, fight for you. J. Cole will be like, nah, like, you know, they're going through something. Like, maybe...
Drake is but definitely a cheater.
Only, yeah, he's Drake, not Drake only going to fight for you, he's going to fight with you.
Who, J. Cole?
No, Kendrick.
Kendrick, and exactly.
But he's going to fight with you. Like, against
but he's
you
the
as
one
well.
With a full family. He's the only one with a full family.
Whatever. Who? I'm killing Kendrick. I'm killing Kendrick,
or
marrying J. Cole.
That's what it
Cole,
seems. I don't know about J. Cole.
But in his album, it seemed like he also had some...
but he's going to therapy. And
distrust
like
and dishonesty.
Didn't his wife... Is his wife Whitney?
I don't know.
What does... Hey, Siri, what's Kendrick Lamar's
out of those
name?
Three, it seems like, you know, Kendrick is like the most family-oriented. I might be wrong, but... And he's like serious about his work.
J. Cole also has... A kid or kids, I think, but he keeps them private.
Yeah, and I think he's a good father and stuff like that. That's why I'm torn. I don't know, but I just think Kendrick will fight for you, and like J. Cole, he's gonna be like passive. And I'm just seeing if that's good or bad.
So you're marrying Kendrick?
So Drake said, and I give a bodyguard like I'm with you.
You're gonna smash.
I'm gonna marry J. Cole.
J. Cole.
Okay.
I think it's better to have that peace of mind. Like,
yeah.
Peacefulness.
Peaceful no, dude, marriage. Peaceful marriage.
You can pull him by the dreads.
And then I'll F Kendrick. Mm-hmm. And I'm killing Drake.
Aw.
The only good thing about Drake is you have a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's the only good
but
thing.
But that's why you should fuck
wait,
him.
Wait, have you seen the Drake leak?
That made Amber's like, my decision.
Amber's like, Anita Max
that might play into my decision making.
That's mine.
Maybe Amber's looking for the max win.
Max win. What's yours?
That's playing into your decision for
what's
sure.
Yours?
Mine is same as Shamir, actually.
Nice.
Aw.
Smash Kenny. Kung Fu Kenny.
Do you kill Drake?
I would kill Drake. I think Drake is really fun from the outside.
Yeah.
I think it's fun to watch him as a, like, I like watching the performance, but... It's a spectacle, right?
Yeah, I feel like it's the same thing with Kanye. Like, amazing artist, stuff like that. You become his friend. It's probably the worst experience of all
for
time.
For sure. Yeah. Drake is like the Kim Kardashian of men. Some people say that his spirit animal is a white woman. What are you doing, Amber?
I am marrying J. Cole, fucking Drake, killing Kendrick, for sure.
That's so toxic.
Why?
It just sounds so toxic.
I think it's solid. I think that's good.
Wait, why would you want to kill Kendrick Lamar?
Because, you know, like, he would
just
be...
Just say he's a size 7 men's and get it over with.
Well, he's giving me, like, listen to me, like, energy, you know?
Are you saying short men have hot tempers?
Yes. And I don't want to deal with it. Like, I don't want you to have to, like, try to prove yourself to me every turn, you know? I'd rather just get me a man who... If you're going to be short, be cool about it. Don't be, like, trying to make yourself taller. Like, stay down
there.
But
they got to compensate somehow.
They have to. And that's why he's the best. He's the better rapper.
Yeah. Compensate by being a sweetheart.
It's not possible. Everyone's looking down
on you. It's not possible. Yeah. You know, like, Drake is 6'1". J. Cole is, what, like, 6'5", 6'... Whatever. It's like, they're chill. You see how, like, he's like, yeah, bro, I'm tall. Like, I'm chill. I could play. I could hoop this off. Yeah, yeah. Kendrick cannot hoop this off.
Yeah. He's like, so then why would I ever want to marry him?
Give me another beat. Give me another beat.
So why would I want to marry him? Or F him?
Because he's going to give you success and honor and respect.
J. Cole will do the same.
Not as much. He'll give you, he'll be like.
He's going to be the peacekeeper. He's going to be like.
People are going to be like, yo, your husband's a pussy.
I don't know. He's going to be the type that's going to be like, he's going to assess the situation.
But you're going to be like, babe, like, I'm having a really hard time. He's going to be like, babe, just chew. Just chew.
No, he's going to be like.
Let's take a walk.
No, he's going to be like, hard times are a part of life. Yeah. And let's work through this together.
No, he's going to be like, don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved.
No, but that's only if I don't want to be saved. And then at least he's like,
you
aware
literally
enough.
Don't. When have you ever wanted to be saved?
I would, if the right man tried to save me, I would be savable.
Amber, you are not like, your energy is not like, I need saving. You're the exact opposite.
The right guy could totally save me.
If a guy comes to you, he's like, hey, like, I could change your life.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're fine with that? You don't even know him yet?
No. That's obviously not going to be the case at all. He would have to like come correct.
He's like, I'll take care of you. And then you're definitely like, I can take care of myself.
Yeah. And then he would have to prove to me that like, he's not taking care of me because I need taking care of. He's trying to take care of me because I want to be taken care of. And that's going to be the guy who saves me.
Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved.
Okay,
don't save
fuck,
her.
Marry, kill. Live, laugh, love. Same energy, kind of.
Those words?
Yeah. Same energy, sort of.
Kill, live, and now I'm dead.
Okay, so fuck, laugh.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Fuck laugh.
Unless it's a bad laugh. That's problematic.
Well, if you marry Liv, then you have to kill love.
Wait, marry love. Oh yeah, marry love.
Marry, but then you're killing Liv.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? But yeah, I would do that. I just don't know what killing Liv means. Like love and laugh make sense, right? Mm. You know what it means. Live, like what is
maybe aspirations? I don't know.
Like live your life.
Yeah. Like, no, I'm gonna live for love.
I'm just gonna love.
I'm just gonna love.
Love and laugh. Yeah. That's like peaceful.
That seems pretty solid to me.
No.
You know what they say? Like, it's not about.
That sounds irresponsible.
Yeah. But you know what they say? It's like, it's not about what you do in life. It's who you do it with. That's that energy.
Yeah, I think so.
Or it's who you do.
Period.
Right.
Drake.
And on that note.
Wait, I have one more.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Live, laugh, love.
We're good.
Real eyes.
I know that you saw this on TikTok.
I saw one of them, but then I came up with real eyes.
All right, what about analyze and analyze?
Excuse me?
Did that just register?
But I'm also, I don't think it has registered.
What?
Can you do a different one?
Those were the only two I had.
What about mine?
Which is all anal?
No, it's analyze.
Kill anal eyes, because what the fuck is that?
That's
what is that? Mary analyze.
Okay.
Fuck anal lies.
Okay.
Is that a Raghav song?
No. No.
Ooh, anal eyes.
Someone like message like the Tupac bars, like realize all that stuff. I was like, you know what's better? Let me just type this in. I don't know if I made
you
it
came up.
Up
with this.
I think I came up with it. I haven't seen it anywhere else. Wow. Maybe someone else has made it up, but I was just making fun of that lyric. Mm. And I was just like, analyze. Mm.
That's good.
It registered a little late, but it was good.
Yeah.
It's also a Yo-Yo Honey Sing song. Anal eyes, hypnotized, daddy, cardia men.
I swear, choti dress.
Bro, next time I see a girl, I'm going to be like, you have really pretty anal eyes.
Let me analyze those anal eyes.
That's nasty, bro.
I like a girl with BBEs.
What is that? Oh.
Big brown eyes.
Ah.
AKA anal eyes. Mm. Right?
Is that what big anal brown eyes are?
I guess.
Whatever. You made it up. It could be anything you want it to be.
What do you guys think it
if
is?
If they're brown,
that makes sense.
No, right? For me, anal eyes is like you're being anal and you're like, meh, meh, meh. Like,
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
For the way that I heard it was that there is actually four holes for options.
Okay.
You know, some people.
1, 2, 3. 4?
You know, pop one in the socket.
Oh, well, we did say that that's the number one way to catch bacteria is via your eyes right before this podcast. So maybe not that one, but...
And then you can go to Panda Express and ask five for more eyes. Chicken.
Five what? Holes.
Go to Five Guys with Five Eyes.
Five Guys with Five Holes. We need to stop.
Yeah, this is a Patreon level
topic.
We're gonna have some more fun at the Patreon, so come meet us there. But this was a really fun episode. We're back. It's not like we left, but it's just that we're back with the energy after Ramadan.
True.
Fasting all day.
A little preview for the Patreon episode. We have some beef going on, like crazy beef.
True.
We have some more talk about the future, and then we have some questions for Amber.
Per. Oh, no, not the... Yeah, Shamir, please don't expose me.
It's been another week.
Another flavor.
A little stranger.
We'll talk to you next time. Don't save her.